The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
On this day, when we celebrate 25 years of diaconal service, the Church offers us, by way of contrast, Jesus' commentary on his most difficult parable, a cautionary parable about an unfaithful servant. To understand his message for us who are ordained servants, we have to take seriously the power of money to corrupt. The Bible speaks about this a great deal. In the oldest parts of the Old Testament, wealth was viewed positively as a sign of God's favor. Think of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whom the Lord had blessed with the flocks. But soon we begin to see other people whom the prophets condemn for becoming rich through the mistreatment of others. And by the time of Jesus, most people believed that most rich people got rich through fraud, exploiting others, meaning if you were rich, people figured you were probably an evil person. And secondly, that their corruption would eventually corrupt their other employees and those around them, because now they too had something to lose. Now they too had a vested interest in maintaining what was for them a profitable job, a profitable, though evil, status quo. People saw how the rich often used their money to preserve their power and privilege in a world not much different from that of today, in which you and I serve as deacons, priests, and bishops. This perception, by the way, underlies the Occupy Wall Street and other protests of the world financial system taking place today. That presumption that if you are rich, you must be corrupt is obviously not true, at least not always, even today. But it is the key to understanding the parable of the unjust steward, which was yesterday's gospel and on which today's gospel is a commentary. Namely, that the rich man was presumed to be corrupt, and his servant, he could have called him actually his diakonos, but here he's called a steward because his work was that of administration. But this servant of his also became corrupt over time due to the evil work environment, which served the rich man's purposes just fine. That is, until it no longer benefited his bottom line, at which point it was time to get rid of that no longer useful servant. And so what does this about to be dismissed servant do? He turns his skills at doing evil against his evil boss. He uses his access to the company's books in order to buy the favor of his master's creditors, doctoring their accounts, maybe also undoing fraud in the original entries. Perhaps really only 50 measures of oil had originally been received, not the 100 on that receipt. And perhaps only 80 cores of wheat, not the 100 on that receipt. There is evidence in ancient literature that the balance could have been a kickback that the boss was getting from the deal. In any event, what does the rich man do when he finds out? he compliments the fraudulent resourcefulness of his former employee, even though it was at his own expense. Acknowledged that he had been outsmarted, kind of like a teacher admiring his student, kind of like one thief admiring another thief. And what is Jesus' point in this shocking parable for me as your bishop and you who are deacons and priests? Simply that if that's how it is in the case of an unfaithful servant, if that is how it is among those who give themselves over to the pursuit of power, possessions, pleasure, and prestige, if that is how it is among those who worship at the altar of the Almighty Dollar, how much more should we who are not thieves serve our good master with everything we have and are, as faithful stewards of our time, talent, and treasure? It's no coincidence that the word steward appears in this passage. Except that in our case, it means making sacrifices, especially for those who cannot do us any favors in return. Buying the favor of those who can't do us any favors, meaning serving the poor and powerless in this life, who will be powerful in the next. In today's gospel, generosity to the poor is what distinguishes a good rich person from an evil rich person, and for that matter, a faithful deacon from an unfaithful deacon. Jesus says, make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. So who do you serve? You cannot serve both God and mammon and still consider yourself a faithful deacon. You cannot serve God and at the same time pursue power, possessions, pleasure, or prestige.